Well, all morning long, of course, we're sticking with the San Jose mine in Chile. 24 miners still underground, as we understand it. The Phoenix capsule headed back down the shaft, now 2,000 feet. Joining us live at the scene at the San Jose mine, the BBC's Gideon Long. Gideon, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's the latest? Can you give us an update? The Phoenix capsule is headed back down, as I understand it.
That's right. It's heading back down. And as you say, there are 24 miners still to be brought up. 9 miners have been brought to the surface. And the most recent one to come up was Mario Gomez, 63 years old, the oldest of the miners and one of the real characters of this story. He first went down a mine aged 12. A wealth of experience in mines. He was also a stowaway in his earlier years on board a ship and spent several years travelling the world before coming back to Chile and going back down the mines. And he had been involved in a previous mining accident when a stick of dynamite blew up in his hand and he lost 3 of his fingers. So one of the real characters of this story. We saw him emerging from the capsule and Lilian Ramirez, his wife, was there to meet him and his daughters. Emotive scenes at the top of the mining shaft now, the top of the escape shaft. And as you say, the capsule on his way back down to pick up the 10th miner.
Gideon Long, what are you seeing right at the moment? A repeat, really, this amazing rescue has become ritualistic, a turning wheel on top of a yellow rigging and rescue workers waiting. What are you seeing at the moment?
Well, I'm down in the camp. I'm not up on the media platform at the moment. I'm surrounded by journalists and family members. It's early morning here in Chile. Still a lot of activity, a lot of excitement, and I think there's a lot of relief as well. The tension from a few hours ago seems to have dissipated. I think the families realise now that this operation is running smoothly, that things are going well, and barring any mishaps, all 33 miners should be brought out of the ground safely.
Well, Gideon Long, stay with us for a moment, if you would, because I want to go to one Eduardo Strauch. Now, Eduardo Strauch was a national soccer player. He's from Montevideo, Uruguay. Mr. Strauch, I think I might have said you were Chilean before, but you're not. But the reason we have you on is 38 years ago today, on October 13th, 1972, you were in a plane crash in Chile's Andes Mountains, and this story, survival story, led to the famous book and the film that most of us had seen, Alive. Eduardo Strauch, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Strauch, I want to ask you, few people can understand the feeling of what feels like being trapped and certain death, and then having that turnaround and being, as the book is called, alive. Is there any way you can help me understand what these miners are going through right now?
I feel very, very close to them. In many ways, our experience is just the same that they are living now. They live in the last 2 months. It's something maybe difficult to transmit 100%, but something very special. It's a real change in my life. I'm sure that it will be for them too, because in that isolation they lived and we lived in 1972, 38 years ago today, we really get close to ourselves, to our insight. We get connected with the universe in a very special way. We had our minds absolutely free, and we really learned a lot of things, and I'm sure they did too. And last night when I was watching the TV, I spent many hours just watching to them because I felt very close to them. And one day, the first one appeared from that hole in the cage, I really felt the same emotion. I felt 72 when they opened the door of the helicopter and we went down in the Green Valleys of Chile. It was a feeling of being born again. I'm sure that they felt the same. They are feeling just the same. And the feeling to the impact to be again in the civilization, it was very hard to me, and I'm sure it will be to them too.
Eduardo Strauch joining us from Montevideo, Uruguay. I said you were a soccer player, in fact, a national rugby player who went down in the Chilean Andes in 1972 and has experienced the feeling of being born again and being alive again. Gideon Long, you're there on the scene at the San Jose mine right now, witnessing firsthand a lot of images of miners who probably feel just like Eduardo does, being born anew.
I'm sure that will be the case. Life will be very, very different for these men. They went down the mine over 2 months ago as ordinary miners, and they're coming out as national heroes. Their life will be completely transformed. We expect many of them to be giving exclusive interviews to the Chilean media over the next few days. It's going to be difficult for them. Obviously, they're not used to this kind of media attention, and there are thousands of journalists here waiting to talk to them to get their stories of what life was really like down below.
And you know, Gideon Long, this is an unprecedented narrative for the mining industry, which of course goes back hundreds and hundreds of years around the world. Miners are always anonymous, but from here on out, they're not anonymous. We know these people now.
That's right. These 33 men really have become household names in Chile. Most people could name most of them, I suspect. We've seen their relatives talking on the TV and heard them on the radio over the last 2 months on a daily basis. So most Chileans feel as though they know these men personally now.
Gideon Long, I was struck by a poster that I saw on the internet, a woman holding a poster of the faces of 33 miners, men found. To joyous reaction in Chile, but a similar poster to what used to be displayed when people protested men lost and people lost under former dictatorships in Chile. The contrast was striking.
That's right, and the number of Chilean flags I've seen around the country over the last couple of months, there really has been an outpouring of national sentiment and of national pride. I think Chileans, on the whole, are proud of the way that their government and the rescue team have handled this operation, and they're proud of the miners as being Chilean national heroes.
All right, as we understand it, the 10th miner is now on the way up the 2,000-foot shaft at the San Jose mine. Gideon Long from the BBC on the scene, thank you for joining us. We also heard from Eduardo Strauch there. He was a Uruguayan rugby player who went down in the Andes on this day 38 years ago in 1972 and survived. That film is called Alive. You've probably seen it. A man who knows, as he says, what it's like to be dead and then reborn. Thank you both.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.